You're holding Daf Lamed Omer Aleph. Just last Gemara in the bottom line of Chok Tes Mabez. Again, the kasha was, Omalay Abayo Pasoy Heberuba Di Alma. Why do you go bust the Persians that they don't eat their meat with bread? Are they the Ruba Di Alma? But your Tanan, I'll bring your Raya. We don't say you go bust to just one place. You go bust every place the way they do it. Your Tanan, a big day Aniyim Laniyim. What's the shear of a beggar, the smallest shear that's still Makabal Tumma? And only has his shear of 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys. Big day ashirim lashirim. On ashir, he doesn't use such a small beged. So a beged that has 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, that's still usable by an ashir. That's the shear that's mekabel tumah by an ashir. Now Tosis, the bottom Tosis here says that what type of tumah we're talking about? We're talking about dafke tumas medrash. That's a yesh chilek beniyim li ashirim. But other type of tumis Tosis sheet there is. There is no nafkamina between a noni and an oshim. Now, but tumas meis ain't chilik. Right, that's toys shita. But I call upon again that tumas medris is a chilik that an oni, a poor person that uses even a small beggar the size of 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys, is called the beggar to makabu tumah. And for an oshim, you need a bigger shear of gimel tvachim and gimel tvachim. Now, but big day ashirim laniim loy. But the big beggar of an oshir to an oni, we don't say. What does that mean? We don't say like Rashi says kloimar. Laniyam leibinen big di ashirim anoni. He doesn't need the shear of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim like an osher does. Elakivon the dhu chazi. Since for him it's roi as libas raya we go boss to the yoni. Is mela hochinami but yes also af agav lepasui lav liftanu. Even though for the Persians they do not eat their meat with bread, they eat their meat separately. Abakivon the lididan. Since for us. Heavy lift on, it is called a lift on. Niski b'shir zut, it should be enough for even a smaller shear. Hey, since everybody should be telling how they do, so if we eat our roasted meat with the bread, so we should go boss our shear, how much roasted meat do we need to make up for an erev tafshilin, for an erev tchumim? Enough meat that you would eat with bread in two meals, in two suddas. And that's takad halacha like that, that avada by roasted meat, and we spoke about before, even when it says boss chai, it just means meat that wasn't cooked 100%, but 100% cooked meat also has a din like roasted meat that you have the shear of 2 meals with the bread. So you don't need 2 meals worth of the meat itself. You just need two portions of meat that you would eat in the middle of your meal when you're eating bread. The chitayim maybe no, maybe there's no raya from here. The chitayim v'ochle chumra v'ochle chumra. Atei the pshat is we go l'chumra all over. So by hilchas tumah we go l'chumra to say it is makabel tumah even a smaller shear. But maybe here for hilchas erevim we should go l'chumra. About these Persians that they do not eat meat with the bread. So for them the shear of an erev should be 2 suddas of meat. Maybe we'll machmir all over to say everybody needs a bigger shear for erev. So tomorrow I bring you right out like that. For Tanya we learned enough in the Braisim. In the Tesefta, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Ma'arvin lochoyla ulezoken kidei mezoinoi. If you have a choyla, a sick person, or else an elderly person, that they don't eat so much, so when they want to make an erev tchumim, they have to leave over a shear of 2 suddas. Now their suddas are very small, they don't need too much food. You're allowed to go boss to them, and for they themselves, they can leave over a small amount of food. As much food as they eat for 2 suddas. Hey, kidei mezoinoi. Vaitul Ravson, let's say you have a big person, a person that eats a lot, his suddish are very, very big suddis. Still, the suddis benenish are kolodim. He does not leave over 2 meals that he usually eats. It's enough to be yaitse with 2 meals that benenim normal people eat. So you see, kolo, you go boss to each person bazunda, even by hilchos ervin. And we don't say luchumra to say that. Since a normal person eats a bigger shear suda, so even a chayla, a sick person, a zakin should also need that shear. No, a chayla and a zakin they eat much less. For them, it's enough shear. Shtei mosin, how much they eat? So the Marakasha, in the Chumim, like a kasha on Reb Yosef was the one that said that even roasted meat, you have to have the shear stay sudas of the meat itself. And Allah Chatak is not like that, like we said, but roasted meat, or else meat that was cooked 100%. For them, it's enough the meat if you eat it with the bread. How much meat you need when you eat in a suda with of bread? That's called mazan shtei sudas of meat. Shred the Gemara miyam Reb Shimon ben Elazar hochi. Is it true that Reb Shimon ben Elazar said like this that you go to kula for each person by himself? V'yatani v'lanch in a brisa. Reb Shimon ben Elazar vaimer. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says oig melech haboshen. It's a marshal. Let's say you have a big giant. You have a big person. Then the locker is pischoy kemaloyin. that it's halacha if you have a mace in the room, so avad, it's oimer to take the mace out of the room. So now, if you don't know which door you're going to take the mace out of, there's a chumim in the rabbanon that underneath any keli, underneath all the doors, atami. But since we have a suffix from which door the mace will be taken out of, so a machmer on all doors maybe will be taken out of, so all doors have tumma. Let's say though one door is open and all the other doors are closed. So it's mistavri, you're going to take the mace out of the door that's open, and then we say only that doorway is tumma, and all the other doors are tohor. Now, Bishrim Eloza says, let's say you have a big giant, a mace that's a big giant. It's not enough to say that if one door is open, so only that door is tummy and no other doors are tummy. No, by him, the door has to be pischot kumloye. The door has to be big enough to get the giant out of it. But let's say this door that's open is not big enough to take the giant out. So we say you have to go bosser each person bazundri and go to chumra. That since for him, he can't fit through this door, so it's like not oimid to go out through this door, then the din, all the doors are tummy, until we find out later which door he goes out from. So for the kashri is just like Rabbi Shimon says by a rabsin, if somebody eats a lot of food, we don't make him have a suda, shtay sudis. His suda, it's enough kolodom. So we're here also, if you have a mace, even though he's a big mace, why do we say you have to have the door has to be big enough for this mace to go out? Why shouldn't it be enough like any other mace? Just like any other mace, if one door is open, so only that door is tummy and nothing else. Here also, what do I care if it's a big person? It should still be the same halacha. So the more poshut, v'yabai, and for the baya, hosam hechi leved, hadumi nahadme v'nafke. Like the monoshuch, this mace you have to take out of the room. Now how are you going to take him out with a small door? The only aid would be is to cut him up into pieces. And avada, that's called hadume nahadme. Do you want to cut up the mace into pieces? And pshita avada, we don't do that. That's a big bizoyin ha-mace. You're not allowed to cut up the mace. So by your mace, it's a mitziyish. You have to get him out of the room. Avada, if this door is too small to take him out, you're not going to use this door. You use some other door. So avada, even though this door was open, so what? You're not going to use this door. Therefore, you don't go boss at this door. You have to go boss at the other doors. And therefore, in a suffix, they're all tummy. Therefore, it's no stira to Rabbi Shimon. Let's see Rashi. V'atanya. Here's Rashi, Pitzchoy Kimloye, Lahatzel al Shapsochim. If you want to say the other doors are Tohor, then you need one door that's big enough for this giant to go out. Vileka Pesach Techozile. And if you have no door that's big enough for this giant to go out, then we say the locher is Kol Chur, any hole in the Mechitza, any hole in the room, is Moli Agrif. Be it's big enough for a fist to go through Shabbat Solom in the walls, Timayim. Because since we have a suffix from which door, from which hole will go out, all the holes are tummy. So that was the kasher. Why do you say you go bust this person needs a giant, need a bigger shear? Just like by Erevin we say a person that eats a lot of food has the same shear like a normal person. Here also, do you want to tell me you have to chop them up into pieces? You can't get the mace out. So what do I care if this door is open? It's only a mate, but other people, of course, you could take him out of this door. But here, Lamaita, since he's bigger than the door, you can't get him through. So Avad, you're not going to use this door. You have to do some other way. So Menasafi, we don't know which door. Therefore, all doors are Tommy. Fiat Gemara Kasha, Kled Gemara Niboyi, Fiat Gemara, Iboyi Luhu, Pligi Rabbonin Olay, the Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Oiloi. It's this halach of Tumah. That you say if you have a big giant in the room, that even though one door is open, still all the doors are tamei, do the rabbanon argue on Reb Shimon or not? That's the shaila. Zemar Toshma, come I'll bring you raya. To Yomar Rabba Bar Bachonim, Omer Rav Yoichanan, Oig Melech HaBoshin. If you have a big giant like Oig Melech HaBoshin, then Pischoi Biarbo. If you have one door, one opening that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and if that door is open, Enechnami, only that door is tamei and no other doors. So the chur, the kasher is this oig, this big joint can't go through this door. So you see, the rabbanon say you don't go bust to the joint, you go bust to normal people. Since normal people could go through this door, therefore it's matzel that all the other doors are tohor. So the chur, you see, the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, and for the Gemara note, maybe there's no raya. I tell you, hosam diikap sochem kitanim tuva. Here we're talking about in this room there are a lot of small doors. Then there's one door that's a bigger door, that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Now the other doors are even smaller than that. Let's say they're 2 by 2. This one door is 4 by 4. So now the svari is devadai ki komarvach vahu komarvach. Now you're going to have to take the mace out of this room, and you don't have a big enough opening. So what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to make the hole wider. You have to bust open and make a bigger hole. So here's mistavra ki komarvach. We're going to make the hole bigger. Which hole do you want to take to make bigger? Vahu komarvach avadi, going to take this hole, which is dalat tefachim, a dalat tefachim, the bigger hole, and you'll make this one bigger. Like, why start on a small hole and work twice as hard? Avadi's going to start on the big hole and take him out through this big hole. So that's why here the Rabbonin say, if you have a peset that's dalad by dalad, he's zich going to go out through this door. Therefore, only this door has the tumah, and no other doors have the tumah. But enachnami, in a case where all the doors are equal, so then we do not know which one will go out, even though one is open, it don't make a difference. Because you can't use that door the way it is anyway. You're going to have to be marvach and bust it open, make it wider. So since we don't know which one you're going to do, it could be your souls like Reb Shimon. You go bust each mace by himself, and since this mace can't get out, all of them will be tummy. Trashi, psochim, kitanim means p'chusim idalit. You have other doors, other holes that were smaller than dalit p'chim. So here the svari is behu maravach. Hilkach matzala kulun. Therefore here it saves on everything. Let's say all the doors are the same size. They're all dalat tefachim, dalat tefachim. Or biyudamis. Or if they're all ten amis, kulam tameim. Then enach nami. The rabbanan amodet Reb Shimon that they're all tamei. The lo yade behind maravach. Because we don't know from which one he's going to make it bigger. Or mapik and take him out. Ve'afilu niftach echad mihem. For acherim skurim. Even if one door is open and all the other doors are closed. Or if you had das to take the mace out of one door, that's not big gemara masech the beitza. Who tamei v'kulun torim, that by regular mace, that if you have das to take him out of one door and he'll fit through that door, the din is only that door is tamei, nothing else. Hani midi, when do we say that svar heichim tahai chazilei? This door is roi. The mace can fit through this door. V'afilu kula chazilei. Even though all doors are roi, but since either you have das for one door, or else we're saying you had opened up one door, that's enough. But where none of the doors are big enough the way it is for this mace to go out, you have a giant in the house. Oh boy, maravich, you have to widen the door, bust it open, for kul and shoven, and all equal. We don't know which one you're going to bust open. It's lo yadina behind maravich. You don't know from which one he's going to widen it. So then the locker is all the doors are tummy misofi. And the rabbon could be amoida to Rebbe Shimon. So the Maru Amar Rabbi Chiyaba Rav Ashi, Omar Rav, you should know Ma'arvin Babosachai. You're allowed to use raw meat to make an Erev with. So like we spoke about before, it could be it doesn't mamish mean raw meat 100%. It means it was cooked a little bit to make it edible, but it wasn't cooked 100%. Omar Rav Simi Bachiyah Ma'arvin Bebeitzim Chayis. You could also make an Erev for Tchumin with raw eggs. If you're more of a comment, if you're going to use raw eggs, how many raw eggs do you have to use? Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Sinai, he was called Sinai, that's what they called Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rashi says Sinai means Kori Rabbi Yosef, Lefi Shoye Boki B'Mishnayis V'Vaisis. Hey, it's Omer Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak. Sinai, and this Yosha should be, this is what they called Kori Rabbi Yosef. Yeah, and they called Rabbi Yosef, in the end of Gemara Brochis, Sebzal Brochis, or Sebzal Brochis, they called Rabbi Yosef a Sinai, because he was a Boki B'Mishnayis. And here also, Sinai means he was a Boki B'Mishnayis. Omashtein, he said, how many eggs do you have to use? Two eggs. If you have two raw eggs, that's called a mozen shtei sudis. That's enough to leave over for an erev. Zot Gemara Vayta. Says in the Mishnah, Hanoi de minaz mozen mute b'mayin. If you make a neder, you're not going to have any hano or eat anything that's mozen, so then you're allowed to drink water and eat salt. So the Gemara, melech omayim hudula yikri mozen. It comes out from the Mishnah that only water and salt, that's not called mozen. That's what you're still allowed to eat. Because you only ask it on yourself, you won't eat mozen. Ha kol mili ikri mozen. Hamashm, everything else is called mozen. Is a chura leimat yevet yuf to the Rabbi Shmuel. This should be a kasha on Rav and Shmuel. In the Gemara and Brochis. The Rav and Shmuel, the Armat Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel say in Masech the Brochis, Ein mevorchin bori minei mezoinois elo al chameshes hamina bovad. You only make the bracha bori minei mezoinis only on the hay minei bovad. That means the five different type of grains. That's chito, sera, kusim, and shibola, shol, b'shifayim, wheat, rye, barley, a spelt, and oats. Only these five minim are called mozin. And anything else, you don't make a berum minim mezoinis. So who will be medanik, since you don't make a berum minim mezoinis, mashma, it's not mozin. And here now, mishnah is mashma, everything is called mozin, just not salt and water. Sessions for the Gemara, v'loi, oi svinu chod zimno. Didn't we slug him up in the Gemara and brachas? We asked the kash and Rabban Shmuel. We asked the kash because there we came out that even on oiris, even on rice, also you make a berum minim mezoinis. You see, it's not only these five minim. For the Gemara, good, obolaymet here, but yufte nami miho. Let's ask the kasha from Rav and Shmuel for our Mishnah also. That's what we want to ask. Why can't we also ask the kasha from Rav and Shmuel for our Mishnah? Rav and Shmuel says only the Heiminim is Mazin, and our Mishnah is Mashm, everything is Mazin, just not water and salt. And the Gemara Amar Rav Huna, Bi'oimer Kol Hazon Olai, our Mishnah is not talking about he said the word Mazin. He said Kol Hazon Olai. Kol Hazon Olai means anything that satisfies me. Like the Moshko, somebody is hungry and he goes and eats. Anything you eat that satisfies you for a short time at least, it takes away your hunger pain. That's called zon. But water and salt, that even doesn't satisfy you. If you're hungry, it won't do anything for you. But anything else you eat, I call upon him right after you eat it, you are a little bit satisfied. So that's called zaini. Enechami mozin means it fills you up for a long time. That's the choshev achila. That's only on hey mini dogim. That's only on the grains. Mashenkin, any type of food is zayni for a little bit. So that's called kolazon. So Mel, there's no steer on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel is talking about mozin. Mozin, that means filling you up for a long time. That's only the heimini dogim. Mashenkin, now Mishnah is talking about kolhazon. Hazon means you're satisfied. Anything you eat satisfies you for a little bit. For the Gemara of Omar, Rabba Bar Chana, ki have yazilna basen Rabbi Yechon. When they went after Rabbi Yechon, lemecho peru di gnusa, they used to bring him tea from these chashev peiros called peiros genusa. Is ki havinim bei meya, when we had 100 of us there, havi menaktina mechol chad b'chad asar asara. Every one of us would bring back 10 of them. So together we would have 1,000. 10 times 100 is 1,000. Ki havinim bei asara, when we would have 10 of us there, havi menaktina mechol chad b'chad meya meya. Each one of us would bring back 100. So the kitta, we always brought back 1,000. For chol meya menayim, every 100 of them, have a machzik lohu tina bas losesoy. Every 100 one of these peris would fill up a barrel the size of 3 saws. It's a very big measurement. Now they brought back a lot of peris. Ve'vi ocholo lekulon. And the mice was Rabbi Yechonon used to eat all of these peris. Used to eat them all up. The Yomran, after he finished eating them, he would say shvuosad loy toyim leizuni. He would make a shvu. You should know I didn't taste any zuni. I didn't taste anything. So it's like if you're saying now kol hazon means anything that satisfies you for a little bit. How could you say these things didn't satisfy him? Elamai Tzirai, even the Lashon Zon, means really filling you up. Something that stays inside you a long time, like Dafka Mozen. Hemta Gemara name. Eima Teidus, last Maisa was Mezoina. Rabbi Yechonon said, Loitoyim Li Mezoina. Means he didn't eat anything that filled himself up for a long time. It's only the Heiminim fills you up. But these Peiris, no matter how much he ate from it, it didn't fill him up. So why there's no Stira? How Mishnah is Dafka talking about Kol Hazon, and Kol Hazon does not mean something that fills you up, it just means something that satisfies you, so anything satisfies you. Only salt and water does not satisfy you. Let's see, Rashi. Bi'oimer Kol Hazon Olai, Masnisin Diyosalei B'chol Mili, Lav Di'oma Ya'asu Olai Mozen. He's not saying he asked on himself Mozen. Devada Le'mikri Mozen Elohei Minim. Could be only the five Minim grains. Those are called mozin. There are min dog in design. Those are the type of grains that fill you. The soya liba satisfies your heart. Ela to go in the yom yasrulai kol hazon. Our Mishnah is talking about the only set of lashon of kol hazon. The mashma kol dover hamashbiya. Anything that satisfies you. The whole mili zaini. Everything satisfies you, at least for a short time. Chutz mi mayim melech. Only water and salt does not. Our misid loy soyid loy mikri mozin. Doesn't fill you up. It's not called mozin. Only the Heiminim is called Mozin. But I call upon him, Zon is good. Anything satisfies you for a little bit. Trashi Genusa, Eretz Yam, Kineris, or Perisir, Masukim. Very sweet Peris. And Rabbi Yechon still said, after we ate so many Peris, he said, Loi Toyin Lizayuni, Loi Yechalti Lisoiva, I didn't eat to fill me up. Vadain Ani Rov, and I'm still hungry. Teretz was Yuni, Sagadaitech, Legasin Hoki. Yeah. So Teretz was, he just said he wasn't filled up. Reinach Nami, he wasn't hungry anymore. Zon he had, just Mozon he did not have. Yeah, whoever has time, it's Kedai Takad, look at the top Taisvis. Lem Mitevet Yufta. Today's the Atakasha, it's not only Kasha and Rabban Shmuel, should also be Kasha Kwender. Everybody, today's the Atakasha, no. According to everybody, Taka, really what's coming out could be everything is Muslim. And really, you shouldn't make a Borim Mini Mizainis on everything. But the reason why we make a Bor Priyadom and other brachas is because it's not a derech to Kaveya Sudosa Yolayu. Only on Borim Mini Mizainis do we make on something you derech to be Kaveya Sudim. Mashenkin, according to Rav and Shmuel, it's mashma even things that you are Kaveya Sudim, like rice, you still do not make a Borim Mini Mizainis. That's why the Gemara only has to cash according to Rav and Shmuel. Right, we're not going to go into it now, but a nice traces to look at. Right, the Gemara. Omar Rav Hunya, Omar Rav. Shavua shalai oichal kikar zu. If somebody makes a shavua, he's not going to eat this bread. In other words, he's also now, it's also for him to eat this bread. Still, the loch is marvin loy bo. He's allowed to use this bread for neruve tchumin. Why? Even though he can eat it, it's still called an oichal, because somebody else could eat it. Therefore, he could use it for an erev. But say he says, though, kikar zu alai, let's say he says, this bread is also on me. Then a marvin lobo. Then he can make an erev. That's Rav Huna's din. What's the chilik? So Rashi says, kikazu alai, mashma kol dover hanoso, koser alai. When you say a lashon, this bread should be yasser on me, you don't only mean to ask you can't eat it, it's mashma you can't have any hanor from it at all. You're asking all the hanor of this chayfetz. So therefore you can't use it for an erev. Because if you use it for an erev, you're having hanor from the bread. You're having hanor, that's an erev for you. So if you ask all the hanor from the bread, then you're not allowed to use it for an erev. That's Rav Huna's chiddush. So even though you didn't say beferish all the hanor, you just said kikizu alai, he holds by stam saying the lashon kikizu alai, you mean tasser all the hanor of the bread, not only the achilon, all the hanor. Therefore you can't use it for an erev. For the more kasher on Rav Huna, meisivei hanoidim in akikis, somebody makes a nedev, he's not going to have hanor from bread, he's alocho marvin loybo. He's allowed to use it for an erev. So Khuri just said a loshin hanoidim min akikir. He didn't say he's not going to eat it. He stamped said he's not going to hanoidim min akikir. And still we say it's muta to have anor. My lab, the Omer alai, aren't we talking about even though we said kikizu alai? And still we say it's muta to make an error with it. And the hezbo would be then is that we do not say he means to answer all the hanoas of the chayfetz. Even though he says a general loshin of kikizu alai, he still only means to answer the ikar hanoah of the achila, that he can't eat this bread. But here he's not eating it, he's just using it for an Erev, so that would be Mutter. But I call upon him, it's a Kasha and Rav Huna. He's the Marilab, even if you say Kikizu Alai, still it's Mutter. And the Gemara, I tell you, no, Loi, the Yomazu, that it says Hanoidim, and Kika means he said Kikizu Alai. But that means a lesson of only, I can't eat this bread. But in the Chlam, if you say Kikizu Alai, maybe then it's also. So the Gemara, Hokinami Mistarva, it's also Mistarva like this. The Katoni Seif, and the Seif, it says, Eimosai, when can you use this bread for an Erev? Bizman Shomar Shavua Shloyatimenu. When he made his Shavua, I'm not going to eat this bread. That was his Shavua, he said. Abul Omar Olai. But if he said this bread should be Yasser on me, is the Churamai, what's going to be the din? Hokinami Dei Marvin Lobo. The Churat Smashman, in such a case, you can't use it for an Erev Tchumim. So Churat Sarayat Rav Huna. So what's the difference? You say a Shavua, you're not going to eat it. So we say you're only offering the Achila. You're not offering all the Hanor of the Chayfetz. Therefore, you're allowed to use it for an Erev. But if you say Kika Zu Alai, that means you're making this Kika much like Hegdish to you, that you can't have any Hanor at all from it, so then you can't use it for an Erev. Skurts a riot to Rav Huna. So the Gemara name, Ihochi, if that's the Pshat, I have another Kasha then. Adatoni, since at the end the Sefer says, Kika Zu Hegdish, A Marvin Labo, the Sefer says, when can't you make an Erev? If you say Lashon Kika Zu Hegdish, this Kika is Hegdish, then you can't use it for an Erev. Why? Because you can't use Hegdish for an Erev. And the Pshat is, since it's also for everybody to eat it, nobody's allowed to eat Hegdish, so it's not called an Eichel for anybody. So that's not called an Eichel for an Erev. It's not called an Eichel. Is the Chura if you hold like Rav Huna, the Brisa could have said a bigger Kiddush. Should have said like this. When do we say it's awesome? When do we say it's Mutter? You're allowed to use the bread for an Erev, the Yomazu. You just said, I won't eat this bread. I will omar alai, but if the person says, this bread is also to me, so you want to tell me then, ain marvin labo, then you can't make an Erev. Because when you say, Loshin kikazu alai, you're answering all the hanor of the kikar on you. Is ain marvin labo. So the Chura, is chur tekasha then. Let Rav Huna, why does the sefer the Brice have to say davka hegdish is osur? He should have said a bigger chiddush. He just say kikazu alai. It's osur. You can't use it for an erev. Omelach Rav Huna, zok Rav Huna. That's not a kasha me. Elamai. What do you want to say? Kol hecha diyomer alai marvin. Elamai. You want to say not like me. The what? When you say alai, you can't make an erev then, because then you mean tas all down norm. Obazoi kasha reisha. I have a kasha then on the reisha. The ratio we made the diik mashm klor that the ratio is mashm klor that just shvua shleyatimenu. If you make a shvua, you won't eat the bread. That's when you are allowed to make an erev with it. But mashm, once you say kigizu olai, you're not allowed to make an erev with it. So churat saraya from the ratio saraya to Rav Huna. So the Gemara name chasuri mech. It's no raya the ratio. Something is missing. Vochik toni. This is the way you could learn. Hanoi de minakiker, somebody makes a neder not to use this bread. You are allowed to use it for an erev. Because minastam we say you only mean tasi and I can eat the bread. That's all. But shar hanoi samutim. V'yafilu omer alai. And maybe even if you say the loshen kikazu alai, maybe still it's mutter. Because you only mean the achila is osur and not to have zaitika hano from it. V'yafilu omer alai is still nasit, it's as if. That's what the Reisha means. No matter what Lashon you say, it's as if you're just saying Yeshua, you're not going to eat this bread. Samela, it's no riot to Rav Huna. If I can't, there could be a kash in Rav Huna. That even if you say Lashon, kikizu alai, maybe still it's mutter. So at the Gemara, mikol makom kasha, Rav Huna, or vazeh akol ponim will be a kash in Rav Huna then. Well, you want to tell me now, it's mutter, Rav Huna said it's osur. So it's a kasha and Rav Huna then. And the Gemara, who do you make Rav Leza? In Echnami, here it's a kasha and Rav Huna. But Rav Huna holds like Rav Leza. Titania, we learned. Rabbi Eliezer, Weimer. Shavua, Shalai Oichal Kikazu. Somebody makes a shu, he's not going to eat this bread. Then the din is Marvin Loibo. You're allowed to use it for an Erev, because you just asked the Achilam, and not other Hanos. Mashenken Kikazu Alai, E Marvin Loibo. Kolo. So Rav Leza holds the Shita. If you say a Loshen Kikazu, this bread should be Yasser on me. You don't only mean the Lashon Achila, you mean all Hanors are also to you, so therefore you can't use it for an Erev, because you're having a no from it. Is it true that Reb Leza said like this? For a time you learned another Braisa. There are cloud, this is the cloud. Anytime a person asks himself not to have a no from the bread, so the pshat is just he can't do a maisa of taking hanor. But hanor that comes by himself, like an eriv, that's mutter. Mashenken oichel haneser loy liyodim, food that's also for the person himself to have hanor from, then a marvin labo. You're not allowed to use it for an eriv. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, no. Kikazu olai. Even if the person said, this kika should be usher on me, still marvin labo. Still you're allowed to use it for an eriv. So you see, klo, even the lashon kikazu olai is mutter. So kikazu hegdish ain't marvin loybo. The only time Rabbi Lezer says it's osur, if you say this kikah should become hegdish. Hegdish was saying since it's osur to everybody to eat it, it's not called an eichel anymore. So chura kol ponim it's a stira in Rabbi Lezer. So the reason is lefi shein marvin loy begdeshus. So chura it's a stira in Rabbi Lezer. So tomorrow trei tanoy v'libah the Rabbi Lezer. Enoch naim the two different tanoyim machlokes what's pshat in Rabbi Lezer. But Rav Huna though, Akol Ponim learns that the first pshat in Rabbi Eliezer, that as a chilek, if you say kikazu olai, then you mean tasa all the hanor from the kikar, and then in a chanami, then it's also to make an error from it. But the braisa before, Taka holds not like Rav Huna, not like Rabbi Eliezer, the braisa before holds no. Even though a person says kikazu olai, this bread should be yasa to me, he does not mean beferish all hanors of the bread, he also only means the general hanor that you're not going to eat the bread. To use the bread for an Erev, that would be mutter according to the first braisa. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Kikizu alai mashma kol dover hanosa koser alai. That's Rav Huna's svara. It's mashma imin taser any hano at all. So even an Erev. My love yom alai yishma minit lo yosar inish adayte elo derech ikir hanosa v'chinod vadayte dechil noder. This is not like Rav Huna. Lo yad yom arei zu shuwa shloyoch kikizu. Heg dishvad yos b'chol ha-nois v'en the royal shumodin. His heg dish you can't use for an Erev is not worth anybody. You have the day b'kika shechulim. Elamai kol hechad yom alai maravin lo yimash melo achilim. Kashi resh yotoni emeseb esman shom eshuwa ye. So the baita odem oyser atzma b'yichel shetola nedib b'maisa shu oyser b'atzma dain mishle oichal. So then marvin lo bo. So Rashi boy chiddush to hanod me meluhi for lav iu of it. It's not called he's doing the hanod. It's coming by itself. You just said you won't do take the hanor, but here you're not taking the hanor. But mainly there's a heter of an eruv. Mashenken oichlan eser al odem. You're going kikazu to eser alai. Or shvur shloyehena mikikazu. Tash to letoli isa b'maisa shebaguf. It's not totally him to do a maisa. Elafilu hanor the memelo. Therefore ain marvin labo. Therefore you can't use this for an eruv because then you're not allowed to have hanor from it. And having an eruv is called hanor. So kitzur, there's no stira here. There's a machlokes. Rav Huna holds one way like Reb Lezer for a shita, and the Braisa is not like Reb Lezer, not like Reb Lezer, according to the second shita in Rabbi Eliezer.